We all set? Teleconference or online? Okay. We'll call the Senate Community Regional First Committee to order. It is 1:37 p.m. Senators Hoffman, Phillips, Wilkin, and Mackey are present. Today's meeting is to hear Senate Bill 281, dealing with Yakutat Municipal Land Grant. Anyone here that would like to testify that's not signed up on this form, please do so. Dave Gray, staff from my office, will present the bill. Dave?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Dave Gray. I'm the legislative aide to Senator Mackey, the prime sponsor. SB 281 is introduced to complete the formation of the Yakutat Borough and the land entitlements that the state grants to local governments. Initially, the petition of the people of Yakutat to incorporate as a borough was considerably reduced by the local boundary commission on both the north and the southern ends. The land entitlement for the new borough, by the usual formula of 10% of the vacant, unappropriated, unreserved state lands, was only a mere 138 acres for this new borough of Yakutat. The city and borough of Yakutat subsequently petitioned the local boundary commission to reclaim much of the territory that of their earlier petition off the northern border. In a reversal of its earlier decision, the local boundary commission approved the annexation, which contains a lot more state vacant, unappropriated, unreserved lands. It is estimated that if the annexed area had been included in the original borough formation, the municipal land entitlement would amount to 33,000 acres. Also further complicating this is that a lot of this VUU land was subsequently reclassified. It has been a long considered policy of the state to assist the formation and operation of local governments with generous grants of state land. Senate Bill 281 corrects the defects of the borough formation process, wherein Yakutat Borough had to seek land through an annexation, and would increase the borough of Yakutat's entitlement to 30,000 acres. The bill also gives additional authority to the director of the Division of Lands and the Department of Natural Resources to condition and restrict any of the municipality selections made under this increased grant. Mr. Chairman, I'll be open for any questions, but I think that there are other people signed to testify that can further bring information to this bill.
Okay, also on teleconference, Jane Anvik is with us. Whoever's tapping a pen on something or whatever, it's coming through on the teleconference. We'll get to Jane here in a minute. Senator Phillips?
Right now is 138 acres, the UU.
That's correct.
Okay, and how big is the borough now?
Maybe the city of Yakutat could, but the annexation substantially increased the size of the borough, and maybe I will.
Yeah, I guess what I'm getting at, if the number's real huge, why are we in this situation in the first place? And I'll let the Yakutat people explain that. After the annexation.
Okay. Anything else on that? What's that?
They're the ones tap.
No, they're here.
Oh, they're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're here. Okay. No, that wasn't nervous tapping or anything.
Right.
They're here in person.
Right.
Okay. No further questions. I'd go to the Yakutat folks. Daryl James, the mayor, is here, and also James Brennan. Mr. Mayor, how would you like to? Would you like to start, or maybe both of you could come to the table? Would you like to do that? Whichever you prefer to make your statement, however you want to proceed, go right ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee members, as you're well aware, Yakutat has worked long and hard on this formation of this borough, and it started in the early part of the 90s.
Mr. Mayor, sorry to interrupt. Could I have you state your name and occupation and everything for the record, as well as Mr. Brennan, just so we have it down in the record who's talking?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Gerald James, Mayor of City and Borough of Yakutat. Testifying on Senate Bill 281. In 1992, the borough was formed with what I would characterize as half a borough from the original petition for borough formation. In that half a borough, the borough received, as stated earlier, 138 acres of entitlements. And the borough came again to the state local boundary commission for annexation of the other half that was cut out in the first original undertaking. And that other half, if we got the borough in the first instance, the borough would have been entitled to 33,000 acres. I'd like to thank the chairman for introducing this bill. Yakutat has worked and will continue to work with all parties interested in this area, the Outer Gulf Coast, and has worked for compromises on compromising down for a workable solution to this issue. I'd like to introduce Jim Brennan, and he'll fill you in on the specifics. Questions, Jim?
James Brennan. I'm an attorney for City and Borough of Yakutat. I would first like to address Senator Phillips' question, why was the number so small? The amount of municipal entitlement lands of a newly formed municipality, be it a city or borough, gets is based upon 10% of the vacant, unappropriate, unreserved state acreage in the borough at the time of formation. And the way this worked out was when we were initially awarded half a borough, as the mayor put it, all the VUU land was in the other half. Very little was in this half. So that's why Yakutat ended up with next to nothing. And when one looks at what acreage the other rural boroughs in Alaska have received, it's a miscarriage of justice, really, and fails to fulfill the state's statutory policy of giving generous land entitlements to municipalities, which is really for two purposes. One is to provide an incentive for formation of boroughs, and two is to give new boroughs and municipalities the wherewithal to operate once they are formed. I think Mr. Gray and Mayor James have already laid out the background for this. I think the one additional, a couple of different additional things I'd like to bring out is this legislation carries with it language which authorizes, and this is in Section 3, authorizes Director of Division of Land of Department of Natural Resources to add certain covenants or conditions to the conveyance that are agreed upon and accepted by the municipality that has applied for them. We sought that kind of language because there are areas in this region which DNR, because of concerns of other agencies or other entities, might feel constrained against approving a conveyance unless it was able to do so with certain covenants. And we generally know what those concerns are, and we feel that we'll be able to agree to those covenants, which will enable DNR to convey acreage to us that otherwise we might not be able to get at all. So it really adds flexibility, but those covenants are dependent upon agreement by both DNR and the municipality that's applying for them. I guess the other point I would make is that this area, this region, has been the subject of past litigation, settlement. It's also, there are also some mental health trust remaining, their ability to nominate lands in this area. And we want to point out that this bill does not specifically nail down any particular parcel for Yakutat. Those nominations and the acceptance or non-acceptance by DNR of particular nominations, that's reserved for the already set in place policy provided by law. If the bill passes, Yakutat will have to make its nominations by October of 1999. DNR then will have some time after that to determine whether or not to accept the nomination. And in addition to that, in many cases, DNR will need to reclassify lands in order to put them into VUU category to allow Yakutat to gain conveyance of them. And that's something that DNR has some discretion in doing, and it would also require an amendment to the Actega area plan. So there are a number of different processes which, when we get down to particular parcels, for example, there's been some discussion of late of a parcel in West Icy Bay that's adjacent to the log transfer facility there. We recognize there are other institutions that have interests there. We have one thing we did here, instead of just coming to you for a bill, we have discussed with all the affected parties. We have the non-opposition of Chugach Alaska Corporation, who some of you may recall was opposed to us in the original annexation fight. They are not opposed to this, and we have met extensively with the university. We are aware that this is a sensitive area, and we fully expect to continue our discussions with them and primarily with DNR, so that we can arrive at a solution that's acceptable to all. And it was in that connection that, as the mayor pointed out, we have reduced our request from 30,000 acres to 21,500 acres because it became apparent that to get to 30,000 acres, we would have to have a large selection of forestry land in the Cape Suckling area. And that was proving to be a lightning rod for all parties concerned, and we weren't interested in starting a major brouhaha over that. So we voluntarily have reduced our request of the bill's sponsor on that acreage. With that, I think throw it open for any questions anybody has of us.
Just one comment. With the agencies involved, the university and DNR, forestry land and other things, is there any, when we first discussed the possibility of this bill, we made it real clear that it was important to come to the legislature with a consensus package that, and do you know, other than the reduced acreage, which I believe Senator Wilkin is going to address, is there any other known opposition or any other kind of wrinkles that have not been worked out that we ought to talk about, or in your estimation, has everyone's concerns been addressed fairly adequately?
I would say, in response to your question about known opposition, I think I can say the answer is no. As far as whether there are wrinkles, yes, there are some wrinkles still to be worked out. And as I said earlier, I think those wrinkles have to do with what if the ACTAT goes ahead as it indicated it would probably do and select this particular parcel, the West Icy Bay. Well, Mental Health Trust has indicated it would like to get at least some of that acreage itself.
So those will be dealt with in the actual selection process and public hearing process and those kinds of things. That's not being dealt with in the bill.
That's correct.
Okay. Senator Phillips, and then Senator Wilkin. Or
go ahead.
Senator Wilkin.
I think you're on that point.
I've been asked to clarify some points, if I could, please, either you, Mayor, or Mr. Brennan. Will forestry lands at Cape Suckling be selected?
No.
Will any forestry lands be selected?
Yes. One small parcel, relatively small, and this is the West Icy Bay. It's subunit 4A1 in the Yakutega area plan, and plus a portion of section 22 in subunit 4A2. This amounts to around 2,000 acres, which has already been harvested in the 70s and 80s. That's the only forestry land we intend to select.
Thank you. Are you planning to select the log transfer site at Icy Bay?
Yes, that's correct.
And there's been discussion that under use, if the university needs it, that they will have future access at a reasonable rate. We'll discuss that. Will this legislation require reclassification of state lands to assure 21,500 acres of available lands?
Yes, it will.
I'll offer that amendment.
It's not all 21,500 acres will need to be reclassified, but most of it will.
Okay. And last, will any lands transferred under this entitlement include the same access rights currently provided to the U of A under their MOU, including any substitute tracts yet to be identified?
Yes, that's correct. The substitute tracts reference, I think, in your question, Senator, has to do with under the MOU, the university is entitled to harvest a certain amount of areas east of the Ducktow River, but if there's under the memorandum of understanding, if there's a shortfall in the board footage they attain from what's expected, they will be entitled to go to the next available state timber harvest, which all parties expect, if that does occur, it would probably be in the area immediately west of the Ducktow River. But the response is yes. If I doubt if we would have any lands, they would need to go over to get to those. But if that were the case, the answer is yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Senator Wilken, did you want to entertain your amendment at this time?
I'd on page 2, line 5, I would move to strike 30,000 acres and insert in its place 21,500.
Is that clear to committee members? 21,500. Okay, the motion's been made. Before we take a vote, yeah, I just wanted to ask the mayor, is that a number that you all concur with through this negotiation process?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Senator Phillips?
How big is the borough right now, acreage or square miles? I guess we better do acreage because that's the unit that you're using right now.
Well, I can't give you either the answers off the top of my head, but I believe it's about 4,500 square miles.
And how many acres?
Because we're using a different unit.
Multiply that by 640.
40.
Senator Phillips, on this map, you'll see the pink shaded area. Area here.
This is what they're talking about.
Yes, that where you see the break there, that's the area that was added with the annexation, the western part.
And you didn't get 10% within this boundary here?
Well, you get 10% again of just the vacant, unappropriate, unreserved, and there was hardly any state VUU land in the eastern half. Part of the situation is that a lot of that land is Tongass federal land, and then that those parts that were state land, very little of it was this VUU category really is a conglomeration of about 5 or 6 different classifications by Department of Natural Resources, and most of the lands there did not fall into those classifications.
You say 4,500 square miles?
I believe that's about correct.
Comes out, Mr. Chairman, it comes out to about 1,024,000 acres.
Within the boundaries.
Within the boundaries. That includes the offshore
of federal forest.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Senator Phillips, did you have any other questions? Okay, speaking to the motion, which would clarify on line 5, page 2, reduce from 30,000 to 21,500, is there objection to that motion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. Senator Wilken, did you have any other issues? Senator Phillips or Hoffman, any questions at this point for the folks from Yakutat? Okay, thank you very much. This time I'd like to ask Wendy Redman from the university to come forward. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you, sir, for the record. My name is Wendy Redman, Vice President for the Statewide University of Alaska System. And I'm here in support of Senate Bill 281. We have the City and Borough of Yakutat representatives, including Mr. Brennan, have worked closely with us to try to accommodate our concerns. We have a large interest in the region, and I think they've been most accommodating to us in trying to address the need. And as I think all of you have heard me testify in years past relative to land issues, we really do believe that any acre of land that is taken out of state ownership and put into the ownership of private hands, city, borough, municipal, native corporation, is a better acre than it is within state ownership. So we are very supportive of moving these lands out and into an ownership situation where they can be used more productively.
Wendy, do you feel comfortable that the process that was outlined in terms of the nominating of particular lands and the hearing that it would be have with DNR and the Director of Lands and the public hearing process and so forth is sufficient to meet any further concerns that might arise on part of the university?
Yes, I think so, Mr. Chairman. I think there's some concern about whether or not any current forestry lands would be redesignated, which could pose a potential problem for us. I think Jane Anvik may be addressing that problem herself, but we feel that the problems that any further concerns that we have can be addressed with the parties or through the best interest determination process.
So you feel the Borough Assembly and the ACTED is understanding of those potential future concerns, and you feel that you can work with them without any problem?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you very much. Comments or questions? Okay. Is there anyone else locally that wanted to testify today? That didn't get a chance to sign up. Okay, we'll go to the teleconference. Jane Anvik. Are you there, Jane?
Chairman, for the record, my name is Jane Anvik. I'm the director of the Division of Land in the Department of Natural Resources. I'm testifying today in support of Senate Bill 281 as amended. The purpose of the legislation, as you've already heard, is to grant the city and borough of Yakutat a municipal entitlement of 21,500 acres. This would be an amendment to the municipal entitlement statute. Additionally, it sets a deadline for the borough to have made their selections by October 1st of 99. And finally, it enables the Department of Natural Resources to attach stipulations or covenants to certain parcels conveyed. DNR has been discussing the legislation with the city and borough of Yakutat's attorneys and lobbyists and representatives, and we agree to support the bill with a reduced figure of 21,500 acres. DNR believes that there, in order to achieve that amount of acreage, however, the Department of Natural Resources will have to reclassify lands and have amendments to the Yakutat area plan of approximately 18,000 acres. That there could be considerable opposition to this with some of the adjacent landowners, and are willing and believe it that some of that concern will be addressed by the stipulations and conditions to address their concerns. So we really believe that the stipulations conditions will provide us an opportunity to address them. We are, however, a little bit nervous about actually staying titles that have a long-term condition on it because of our limited ability to actually enforce conditions with respect to the land, and look forward to working with the city and borough of Yakutat in monitoring the uses of those lands. DNR also has concerns regarding some of the specific selections that have been proposed by the city and borough of Yakutat. For example, the city and borough of Yakutat has proposed to include the log transfer facility and storage yard near IC Bay. This facility is the only access point to state land. Current University Timber Harvest Mental Health Trust Authority land, and the Division of Land expects to reject at least part of these selections. DNR feels that these specific concerns will be addressed when we actually process the borough's applications, but want the record to reflect that we in no way have agreed to a particular parcel to be selected by supporting this bill. We agree that the city and borough can come to us and propose acreage that can be nominated for their ownership. We are also concerned that if the city and borough of Yakutat receive large tracts of timbered lands, the sustained yield calculations for timber harvest in this area can be reduced. What that means is that the total number of timber that is available to be harvested is based on the total number of land that is designated as forestry. City and borough of Yakutat were to select lands that had to be changed from forestry to some other category in order to be transferred to them. The amount of land that would be available to be cut would be reduced because the sustained yield principle is based on the whole. We are gratified to hear the representatives from the city and borough of Yakutat indicate in their response to the Senator Wilkins' questions that they do not intend to request reclassification of forestry lands. Finally, we'd like to say that it has been a good exchange in working with the city and borough of Yakutat and the university, and that it provide a model for future activities. We are concerned that the borough has expressed interest in owning some lands that may be of limited value, such as adjacent to the Yakutaga State Game Refuge. I believe that the conditions, however, that they would agree to would assist with the Department of Fish and Game's considerations of those kinds of requests. I just want to remind the City and Borough of Yakutat, as well as the members of the legislature, that the state can provide municipal entitlements, but it is the responsibility of the local government to bear the cost of surveying the land before the title can be transferred. In many communities, this has been a very costly process, and one that they appeared to be surprised was their responsibility. So I'd just like to remind both the borough and the legislature, as you consider this bill, that it is the responsibility of the local government to pay for the cost of survey. So when you're surveying 21,500 new acres, that's a significant amount of money. The only thing that is unusual about this particular bill compared to others that have come before you previously when other municipalities is that there'll be significant costs for the department associated with amending the Yakutaga Area Plan. And we have just only completed the Yakutaga Area Plan in 1995. So there are some additional costs that would otherwise be not present in a similar kind of provision of entitlements for future for municipal governments. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions, and we support the bill.
Okay. Senator Phillips.
James, this is Randy Phillips. I got a fiscal note here that shows in second, third year, which concerns me now because we'll probably have to go to finance.
Yeah, it will.
$128,143. Was that related to the Yakutaga area plan, or is that totally separate?
The fiscal note, you'll notice that it is set aside for program receipts, and that means that if the municipality of the city and borough of Yakutat chooses to expedite its request for these municipal lands, that is the cost of what it would cost the division to expedite it. To expedite means to get to the front of the line. And many local governments have requested to do that in order to secure ownership of certain parcels of land. But the fiscal note of $128,000 in the second year and $143,000 in the third year reflects if the city and borough of Yakutat chooses to expedite it, that's what it would cost them to get to the front of the line of all the municipal governments. $10,000 in the first year is, in fact, what it will cost us to review the applications that come from the borough.
Okay. So basically the borough is going to pay the $128,143, and it goes through DNR as a program receipt. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But we're asking for you to give us the authority to receive such funds
right.
as the borough chooses to.
And you probably have to go through budget and audit.
We knew you'd ask that question, Senator. That's why it's like that. I just wanted to point out, in case any of the committee members have a copy of the fiscal note, which was drafted to the 21,500-acre number. If any of you are interested, here was a copy of the fiscal note I didn't distribute based on the 30,000. If you want to see the difference, it did go down. Yeah. So, Senator Hoffman.
Yes, Jane, do you know how much it would cost to survey the 21,500 acres? Do you have an estimate?
No, Senator, I do not. I do not.
I have to figure maybe $1,000 an acre.
Am I right?
About a grand an acre? Depending on the terrain and I understand
forget,
that.
If we get down on the waterfront, it's all going to be.
Have you guys figured it out? Yeah.
We haven't looked that far down.
Some of the
yards
are
bigger. To a large extent, they're contiguous acreage, so you don't have to do one here and one here, so that'll.
All right. For the record, there's just a discussion going on about different ideas here. Senator Hoffman, do you have another?
I guess I would like to ask someone from the proposed borough to address that and how they plan on financing the, do they acknowledge that they have to survey the borough, and how do they plan on having that financed?
Mr. Mayor, could you come back to the table? I guess one thing's for sure, they're not going to be frivolous in the amount of land that they're going to apply for. Mr. Mayor, did you hear Senator Hoffman's question?
Yes, I was wondering, do you acknowledge the fact that you have to survey the acreage?
Yes, to the city and borough of Yakut realizes that we will.
And given that, how do you plan on having that financed and surveyed to get the survey costs covered? If $1,000 an acre, we're talking
2.8 million,
and do you plan on having that done by the time frame that we have in here of December of 99, I think?
I think that time frame is just for the selection that we want.
For the selection?
So it actually, you wouldn't receive ownership to it then until the surveying actually was done, and then it was DNR would then deed it to the borough?
Correct, Mr. Chairman. We'll do the surveying in phases.
So it's quite possible that this would take place over a long period of time then?
I think so.
Okay. Senator Hoffman, did you have anything else?
No.
Any other comments or questions? Senator Phillips.
So I just want to make sure you guys recognize that the burden of the cost is going to be on the borough of Yakutat. The survey is assuming it's 4,500 square miles or 2.8.
Yes.
We would not be surveying the whole borough, just the 21,500 acres.
Yeah, I understand.
And that will probably come in parcels that and individual phases. Applications. Okay. Thank you.
Long time to survey.
Jane, did you have anything further?
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to add that they are correct that they've got until 99 to make their selections, but they have a long time to do the surveys.
Okay, thank you very much, and I appreciate you working with them on this issue, and as well as the university, Wendy, and other agencies to make this happen. Anyone else that wants to testify on this bill? It's a wish of the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 281 be reported out of committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Okay, and we will need to obviously make the president aware that it has picked up a fiscal note and we'll need to go to finance, so we'll make sure that happens as well. Attached fiscal note was part of your motion. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the bill's moved from committee. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the effort on bringing everybody together. It makes our job very easy. With that, we will be adjourned at 2:08. Thanks.